Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't want to collapse in September.
What happened on this road trip was just terrible.
It was dreadful.
Yeah. And to tell us about whether we're right or wrong, we've got from The Good Fight.
Yes.
John Stolness. From The Good Fight. Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine, John. Now, our question was whether you considered this Philly season a success or not already, and I am on the negative on that I'm looking at this month. Where do you stand on it?
I look back to the beginning of last season and listen to the names that were in the starting lineup. You had Michael Saunders, Howie Kendrick, Tommy Joseph, Cameron Rupp. You had to watch these guys every single day if you were watching Philly's baseball. So to me, yes, the season has been a success. And I think even if they kind of collapse here in September, which nobody wants to see, I'll be bitterly disappointed because the expectations were raised when they were in first place for more than a month. So for sure, you really want to see this team make it to the finish line and stay in the playoff hunt and stay within reach. You want those games at the end of September against Atlanta to really mean something. If they're five or six out when those games come, it probably doesn't. And so that would be really disappointing for those games not to mean anything. I don't think it's mutually exclusive, though, that the season wouldn't be a success at that point, because to me, it's already been kind of a springboard to next season, and it's light years better from where we were last year.
Well, light years better than, dread. I mean, it was dreadful, but I mean, if you look at the Nationals, that's what changed the dynamic for me.
Sure.
The Nationals turned into an also-ran.
Yeah.
And that's why I can't consider it a success if they fall apart. I just, to me, all I'll remember is they fall apart. Plus, I'm disappointed in the Kingery decision, what I thought was stupid from the beginning. I'm disappointed in that, and I'm disappointed in some of the bats that didn't come through. And if they win, I can overlook the bad defense, the inability now to hold a lead, and that mm-hmm. stuff. But to me, you have to win to overlook that.
No, and that's all fair. The defense has been terrible. The bullpen has been up and down. Some good stuff in there, but also some stuff that's really frustrating. I think all the late inning losses this year that has been piled up certainly takes away some of the enjoyment of the season. They've also won a lot of really cool games this year too. And you know, I think the thing that is most frustrating is the performance of the offense. You know, I think we still don't know about so many of these guys. I think we've learned about Michael Franco, that he's going to stick around. I think we've seen a really good season from Nick Williams. I've been really impressed by the improvements he's made this year, and I think we've learned Reese Hoskins is going to be a mainstay of this team for a really long time. But, yeah, with guys like Kingery especially, the Kingery season has been unbelievably disappointing. And I agree. I think they should have probably sent him down at different points in the season. I think if Crawford had been healthy, Kingery would have been sent down at different points. And their performance since the All-Star break, when they got Asdrubal Cabrera, when they got Wilson Ramos and those guys, that to me has been the most disappointing. Not being able to beat the bad teams on their schedule here over the last month has been really disappointing. And now they've put themselves in a position where they have to beat a lot of good teams and win most of these head-to-heads coming up against the Braves this coming month.
You mentioned the progression, you know, of certain players. How about the progression of the manager? What have you thought of what he's done throughout this season from where he started to where he is now?
I think it's been a tremendous improvement from where he started to where he is now. But, I mean, that doesn't mean he's made the right call every time out. I think he left Pivetta in for one batter too long on Saturday, and it helped cost him the game. I think I don't like how over the last couple of weeks or so he has this habit where he'll bring in a relief pitcher to get out of a big jam, a big adrenaline moment, and then bring that same reliever out for another inning of work, and that adrenaline drops, and that reliever struggles. We saw it with Victor Arano and Sir Anthony Dominguez in recent appearances. So those are a couple of things that I think I haven't liked over the last couple of weeks, but overall on the whole, it's been light years of improvement. I mean, he has not been one of those managers who's putting in one pitcher for one batter and then one pitcher for another batter. He's tried to push his starters to go deeper. He's tried to have his relievers go multiple innings. And, you know, a couple of things aside here and there, I think Kapler, who is a rookie manager, he's learning as he goes too, learning how to deal with a clubhouse, learning how to deal with players, deal with disappointing series and try and keep the team moving forward. We've seen this team be resilient all season long. I think the manager has progressed tremendously from the first week of the season.
Did the GM make a mistake at the trade deadline to get bats and not a couple of arms that were available?
No, I liked him getting bats, but I think he should have gotten a starting pitcher. I thought that they absolutely, because you looked at some of these young guys like Pivetta and Velasquez and Eflin who are going to pass their career innings highs, and you knew that they're going into uncharted territory here. And I thought relying on AAA guys to kind of fill the void was a risky proposition if your goal is to try and win the National League East. I would have loved for them to go out and get Cole Hamels or Jay Happ. I thought those would have been really good additions. I love the idea of trading for Kevin Gausman, who's been really good with the Braves since he joined them. I think that getting another starter would have really helped. You could have pushed Pivetta into the bullpen, and that would have strengthened your bullpen as well. Now, there's still a couple days. Maybe they add a starting pitching arm before the August trade deadline is done, but it's not going to be the same kind of impactful arm that you would have gotten with Hamels, who has been unbelievable since joining the Cubs.
Yeah, he's been terrific. Is there a demand, I don't see even a want to win this? It just seems to me like they're still like not in it to win it. Even though they made a couple of moves at the deadline, but like you said, didn't get the pitcher, that they feel much like the answer we're getting to this question, that they're already had a successful season. Is there a sense of that around the organization?
You know, I don't know. I think that they're still really pushing everything. I mean, they've benched some of the young guys in favor of these veterans they got, which indicates to me they're pushing for this playoff spot. They recognize the opportunity that they want to go all in here. I mean, they adding Justin Bour in the middle of the month was really not something that a team who, if you're just, you know, playing out the string, if you're not being aggressive to win the division, you don't make that move unless you really think you're going to be able to use this guy to help you win the division. So I think that they really do see the opportunity. I think that, you know, they are going for it, and that they've pushed off to the side the development of young players in exchange for winning baseball games. It's just the players haven't executed.
And that's the one guy that I it's right in front is Ramos, just because they can't – he's been injured.
Yeah.
So they can't use him as much.
Yeah, the hamstring is an issue. They don't want to push him a whole lot, and so he's their best offensive player. It's clear. Whenever he's in the lineup, he's their best player. But they don't want to push him too many games in a row. I mean, he said himself he can't really run. You know, he can jog, and that's all they've needed him to do so far. But, you know, they push him too hard, they might lose him for the rest of the season. So it is going to be kind of a 50-50 split with him and Alfaro. It's just a matter of whether or not they can get his hamstring feeling better.
I don't know about – I mean, to me, I'm disappointed. Alfaro, I like him a lot. You know, obviously he's got the gun and he's got some power. But I'm a little disappointed that it's such an upgrade when he's not there.
Yeah. No, and that's fair. And, you know, as a rookie catcher, you know, he's still learning a lot of the different aspects of the game. And I think that's the thing that's the most unsettling right now is you don't know whether or not these young players who have struggled this year, whether it's just, okay, this is their first season, they're going to learn a lot from the season, and next year they're going to be better, or is that just who these guys are? And you just we don't know that yet. And so you can't really plan for the future when you don't know what you have in a lot of these different guys. So that's part of what makes it a little frustrating. Now, let me just mention one other thing. I ran across this in the Washington Post. Barry Zerluga was writing about the Nationals a couple of weeks ago, their chances of making the playoffs, but this applies to the Phillies. Since 2012, when they started this two wild card format, 87 wins has been the best line to determine whether or not you're going to the playoffs. 59 out of 63 teams to get to 87 wins have made the playoffs since 2012. Only four teams haven't. The Phillies just need to go 12-10 over the last 32 to get to 87.
That seems doable, especially with Nola. Probably too bad you can't pitch him 12 of the games.
I'm sorry, 17 and 15. I didn't give. There's 32 games left.
Yeah, 17, two games.
17 and 15.
So you're just going to play over 500, and your home record's been very good, so you can get that. What do you know about this team going forward? A lock. Hoskins to me is a lock. I mentioned Alfaro's still a question. Kingery's a question to me. What do you know for positives? What have you found out absolute where this guy fits in?
That's a good question. I think you know about Hoskins, that you know about Nola. If we're talking about everybody, we know Jake Arrieta is going to be around for a couple of years. But as far as the young guys go, I think Franco has established himself. I think he's going to be here next
That's
year.
That's a big switch because everybody thought he was gone.
Me too. I thought, you know, hey, 2.5 seasons of a guy who's struggling, that's a lot of sample size. But he has made the changes and they've stuck, which is the first time in his career he's, you know, maintained this level of excellence. And I think I've been very impressed by Nick Williams, how his plate discipline has done a 180 and it's manifested in good at-bats and production offensively. But everybody else, even a guy like Herrera, who was a former All-Star, had been consistent for the first few years of his career, his struggles here in the second half, that they haven't turned around, and if they go out and they get a free agent outfielder this offseason, they're going to have to move some guys around. Somebody's going to have to go, whether it's Carlos Santana, whether it's Odubel Herrera, whether it's Nick Williams, to make room for some of these people. And I agree with you. I don't know what the future is for players like that.
Okay. And lastly, I believe Nola has a better than 50-50 chance to win the Cy Young. With the matchups that he's had and the pressure put on to stop things when they're happening. And I know in New York he's having a terrific year, but there's something about being out of it that I think factors into
less pressure.
Factors into it. What do you think the chances ultimately are that he wins the award?
I wrote about this for The Good Fight last week. I agree with you. I think his MVP chances might actually even be better than his Cy Young chances. Because, you know, and it's never happened before where a pitcher's won the MVP but not the Cy Young. But the Cy Young Award goes to the best pitcher. And I think DeGrom has probably been the best pitcher in the National League this year. But the MVP, for a lot of voters, carries with it some special circumstances. And Scherzer and DeGrom are going to be playing out the string in September. Nola is going to continue to make pressure-filled starts, and he's easily the most important player to this team. He's more important to the Phillies than Scherzer is to the Nats or DeGrom is to the Mets. And I think you can make the argument that if he continues on in September and maybe some of the position players around the National League don't continue to progress, like if Matt Carpenter and Nolan Arenado, those guys, they start to fall off, I think Nola's MVP case is actually a little bit better than his Cy Young case. That would be unprecedented, but that's kind of how I feel about Nola with the MVP. I think he's got a decent shot to really make himself a legitimate candidate here.
Hey, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Unprecedented is fine with us. All right, thanks,
Anything
John.
Possible.
Thanks for all the info. Guys. John Stolness from The Good Fight.
He's a great follow on Twitter, Good Fight. Very good stuff. They do a whole breakdown of Sir Anthony Dominguez, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a little too deep and long for you, Al, but it's very good.
Yeah, I can follow it. I'll read it from the bottom up. That way I know the end.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.